Okay. Hey there, everybody. I hope you're all doing well. And as usual, a big thanks for listening. Okay, so the great writer Thomas Mann once said this. He said, "Speech is civilization itself. The word preserves contact. It is silence which isolates us." Now, that speech contributed to civilization surely seems right. I mean, it's through language and through speaking that we've been able to preserve knowledge for succeeding generations who then build on it and so progress to more advanced and complex stages of existence. And man also seems partially right when he says that silence can separate us. But I say partially because, well, it's only a half-truth. What I don't think we often think about is how it is the absence of speech, of sound, can function or serve to unite us. And not only that, but silence at the right time and in the right context can have all sorts of other values and benefits. In our age of the proliferation of noise and distraction, I think it's really important to recognize these things. And that's why I want to talk about it. Okay, so let me begin by first saying something about how it is silence can unite us. It can, in fact, unite us in so many different ways. So one way that it creates a bond is just the way it allows us to appreciate another's presence. Sometimes words can be intrusive and get in the way of just really settling in with another person and being in sync and cherishing them. I mean, for example, think about how the oneness or the bond shared between parent and child is often that much closer in a moment without words. This is when the aura of silence pervades the communication between intimates. Actually, you know, this reminds me a little bit of what the philosopher Wittgenstein said. He said, "What can be shown cannot be said." Now, without getting into the weeds, I think what he partly meant by this is that often words fail us, and they create boundaries. And so often the best way to communicate our love is just to show it and move in it, not to try to speak it. Anyway, so back to what I was saying about silence uniting us. So it's interesting. Not only can silence connect us with those physically near to us, but actually, silence can also bring us closer to those people in our lives who are further away, or even no longer alive. That's to say, it's often only in silence that we think of and truly feel linked with those in our lives who live at a distance from us or who we haven't seen in a long time, and that includes those who have died. Silence gives us the space to bring them back, if only for a moment. And speaking of the deceased, silence not only gives us this access to our dead relatives and friends, but more broadly, it can create a link with generations past. Silence can be a commemoration that forges bonds with our past and with our traditions. Okay, well, so what else can silence do? How else can it serve to unite us? Well, here's one way. By sometimes holding back and not letting our words fly, especially during an intense moment with another person, we let the wound heal. In other words, sometimes keeping things unspoken can prove to be an important preventative medicine. Sometimes the less we say, the less we unnecessarily hurt others. Okay, well, what else? Well, silence can also have a revelatory function to it, one that opens us up to the sacred or to the religious or to unknown worlds or potentialities. Actually, you know, here I'm reminded of a great passage from the Book of Kings in the Bible. There we're told that one day Elijah was in the mountains searching for God. Then, when a great wind came and split the mountain and rocks fell, it turned out that God was not in the wind. Then, when a fire came, God again was not inside the fire. And later, when an earthquake came, it turned out that God was not in the earthquake either. Then, eventually, a gentle whisper came, and all of a sudden, God said, "Elijah, why are you here?" God, in other words, only discloses himself through silence. But I guess my larger point is that sometimes we need to create a space for the sacred to reveal itself to us. And that's what whispers and silence do. In between all the noises and the splitting of mountains that punctuate our lives, they can disclose to us forgotten and higher worlds. Okay, well, the larger point so far has just been to suggest that that silence can unite us, whether it's uniting us with those around us, or with those no longer here, or with sacred realms. Well, that said, now I want to very briefly turn to some other really interesting aspects of the uses of silence. So, first of all, sometimes I don't think we realize or tend to notice how important silence is when it comes to things like music or storytelling or just speaking. And here I have in mind what one commentator has called intervening silence. This is the silence that punctuates or breaks up the sound around it. So, like that. Maybe another way to describe it is like this. It's about timing. This has to do with the pacing of things. Or if we're talking about music, it has to do in part with those brief moments of silence that serve to heighten the sound which follows from it. Actually, no, now that I think about it, it's not just intervening silence that's important in these sorts of cases. It's also silence that comes after, or that terminates all sound. I mean, again, think about a great book or a great piece of music. What's often the case about a great work of art is that it ends when it does. Or, to put it another way, that if its sound had continued any longer than it did, then that would have taken away from its power and its goodness. Great artworks, in other words, are partly defined by when it is they end, when it is their sound turns to silence. Actually, you know, this sort of phenomenon isn't restricted to artworks. I mean, it can be applied to just everyday conversation. I mean, think about a joke that goes on a little too long, or a personal story that's being told to you that you just can't see the ending to. When sound exceeds its appropriate boundaries, there's something being lost. It's knowing when to stop talking. It's knowing when that appropriate terminus is that gives all the stories and jokes that we tell each other their expressive power. I don't know. Maybe I should take my cue and let silence speak right now.